also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham and the tribe of Benjamin. Now, to know what he means by his people in this particular context, you got to go back to chapter 10 and get just a little bit there. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses saith, 19th verse, I did provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. That's us. In case you wonder, that was us before we got saved. Amen. But Isaiah's very bones said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. That's us. Amen. But to Israel, he saith, all day long I've stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Now, in that foundation, you start chapter 11. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he did foreknow. What, know ye not that the scripture saith of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they've killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men, which have not bowed their knee to the image of Baal. And listen to this. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Hallelujah. If there was 7,000 Israelites that hadn't bowed their knees to Baal in Elijah's day, there's probably much, much more than that today. Many of them maybe are secret disciples due to their background and the pressure upon them, but they're going to come out in time. Amen. Just read the rest of the chapter. Amen. Even so, this present time, God has a remnant, and some of them are even preaching this gospel of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The universal need of man for all time, the faith once delivered to the saints. And if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. Amazing thing. There's some Jews have got saved today by grace. Amen. Got in by grace. Just like we did. In the same economy. The churchly economy, praise God. And they didn't get in by works. Not by Moses' law. Not by the works of the law. They got in by the grace of God, just like Paul preached. Amen. In right here in Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and on, praise God. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. Incidentally, Paul was one of those Jews that got in by grace, praise God. Amen. And there was a bunch more that was with him in his ministry. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it. And the rest were blinded. Ones that rejected Christ, ones that rejected their Savior, ones that rejected their King, their Messiah, they were blinded. According it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap, and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. That's why you have the Holocaust and the continuous problems that the Jews are having in the world today. Amen. They brought it upon themselves. Their table has been made a snare and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles. for to provoke them to jealousy. And maybe by having a mighty revival and being blessed in the glorious economy of the church, praise God, there'll be a whole bunch of Israel that'll get saved. And you know what they're trying to do in Jerusalem today? They have, everybody around Jerusalem will tell you that some are just mad as a hatter when they tell you. Others as prideful as they can be, they tell you. They're trying to Americanize Jerusalem. And I was a little bit disappointed myself the last time I was there. I hadn't been there for a few years. They've got so many thoroughfares and freeways and even a shopping mall in Jerusalem. Double decker. Amen. A shopping mall. Of course, this Jewish soldiers marching around with Uzis standing guard just in case. Amen. But we didn't feel any discomfort at all as we walked. Me and Brother Vern Smith walked the whole thing out. Got lost in there. Didn't know where we was. Amen. And walked the whole thing out. You know why they're trying to thoroughfare and shopping mall and Americanized Jerusalem? They've been provoked. God has blessed America in the grand economy of revival and the grand economy of faith. Praise God. And they're trying to duplicate that. Amen. Well, they have been provoked. Praise God. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. He was glad of it. Amen. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are of my flesh, and might save some of them. God's got a lot of ways, Brother Richard said Sunday morning, of saving people, and sometimes he provokes them to emulation. That's what he's been trying to do to the Jews for a while. That's the only thing that's worked for a while. Amen. Just about the only thing. Well, one of the big things, maybe I should rephrase that. Amen. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And that's the way it's going to be when God receives them again. There's going to be a resurrection in Israel, folks. Amen. Yeah, Ezekiel 37 said they wouldn't be two sticks no more. There'd be one stick. Praise God. Amen. You know what happened when they came back, and they know what tribe they're of. Don't you doubt it for a minute. They know what tribe they're of. Amen. But they didn't come back to Israel, Judah, and Israel. They came back Israel. Jews, if you please. Amen. One stick. Praise God. The first, amen, move has been set in motion. Glory to God. And they're getting ready to hear a great voice in the valley of dry bones in Israel. Amen. If the casting away of them be the reconciling the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, I like that English word, but if we're not careful, we'll miss the objectivity of it. And you means thou. Thou means you. Thou is just a little bit nicer way of saying you. You may be a little more straightforward sometimes. So I like that word thou awful well. It sounds biblical, but it means you. Amen. And you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree. The fat they could have had, we got it. The blessing,
make and a half. We got it. Woo! This is that they rejected in Acts 2. We got it.
Amen. And God has been giving us all the refreshings that Peter spoke about in the third chapter. Repent, your sin may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. They rejected it, and we got them all. This is another one, another refreshing, a time of refreshing. Brother Bill Lamb, good to see you tonight. Praise God. Several folks from his church on 150. Amen. We got the fatness of the olive tree. It's still pumping. Praise God. Word of warning. 18th verse. Boast not thou against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. What do you mean boasting against the branches when you've been grafted into the same root? Amen. Praise God. Wilt thou say then, the branches are broken off, that I might be grafted in? There is that temptation to religious pride. It comes in all kinds of forms. Amen. Sometimes it comes inverted. That's our, we didn't have that word in Arkansas. We used wrong side out. Amen. Sometimes it comes turned wrong side out, but still pride. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, Brother Cox told about that dear old brother, you know, hoeing in his garden. I believe he was hoeing in his garden with a pair of bib overalls on and one gallus unsnapped, you know, hanging, and his wife said, "What in the world are you doing?" He said, I just like to be humble. Amen. And that's pride turned wrong side out. Can't you wonder what that is? Inverted pride. Amen. What wilt thou say then? The branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. That's why, amen, they got the sevenths that they got. Yeah. Amen. And thou standest by faith. Amen. It's a faith walk, folks. Amen. You know what Brother Halas was preaching my last night? Get that tape. Give it to your church. Give it to your young preachers. Give it to your young preacher's mother-in-law. Give it to your young preacher's wife. Give it to your young preacher's father-in-law. Give it to your young preacher's family. You know what he was preaching to us last night? Amen. He was telling us about the lost art of living by faith. Amen. Living by faith. And it's still a faith walk. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. We may not have our pockets full of silver money, you know, and our offerings may not be $1.75. Amen. But with inflation the way it is, we may have quite a bit of paper stuff, but it takes more of it today to live and to get by. So you're going to have to live by faith. Amen. Oh, yes, we stand by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. 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 F-E-A-R. Fear. Is that what it spells in your English book? Your speller? Amen. I am a pretty good speller. Used to be, anyway. Amen. I was in country school. We could go ahead sometimes if we got real good in one class. So I'd been through the eighth grade speller two times when I was in sixth grade. Amen. And I was pretty good at spelling. And F-E-A-R spells fear, don't it? Yes. Amen. Yes. Why, the charismatics would like to wipe that right out of the Bible. Amen. They say that's negative. You just try starting your car with nothing but a positive pole hooked up. Just try it. Amen. It won't even grunt. It won't even click. It won't do nothing if you just got a positive pole hooked up. Amen. You got to have a negative too. And the church needs this good, healthy negative. Amen. Our old battery radio wouldn't play back in Arkansas unless we had a good ground. And so one day I was having a little trouble with the radio, and Boyd Anderson came out the house to look at it. Amen. Boyd Anderson was a Raleigh man, good neighbor, all-purpose man, you know, and had helped sell some things to us that we bought. And Boyd took a pan of water and poured it on the ground wire. The old radio come alive. You know why? Amen. He did that to get a good ground. Amen. He poured a pan of water on the ground wire so he'd get a good ground. The radio came alive. Got louder because we didn't have a good ground. Dry. Things getting dry around there. Amen. Things getting dry around your house, around your church, around your prayer life. Woo! Pour a little water on the ground wire. Praise God. Get a good, healthy negative. Amen. Another meaning of this word fear is to be humble. Amen. Hallelujah. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will lift you up. Amen. So I mean, every time anything went wrong with the radio from there on out, one of us would grab a dipper full of water and run around the house and pour it on the ground wire. Amen. And if anything was wrong with the radio, the battery's weak or anything, a little better ground would help it out. Amen. So here we run around the house and pour another dipper of water on the ground wire. Praise God. If that didn't work, it's in too bad shape. Amen. It needed a replacement or something or other. Praise God. Needed to go to the altar again. Amen. Glory to God. All right. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest He also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. Both sides. Modern day charismatics like to tear that severity out of the Bible. Amen. Because that's a negative. But you got to have some negative. Amen. On them which fell severity, and that's the ones that rejected Him, but toward thee goodness, if, that's another word, some preachers are like to tear out of the Bible because that makes your salvation conditional. Amen. But that if is a very important word. If thou continue. If thou continue. That's not the only place the Bible says that. Amen. If thou continue in His goodness, otherwise thou shalt be, God will kill you and take you on to heaven. Is that what it says? Amen. That's what they teach. Holy denominations teach that today. Amen. You don't go to hell, God will just kill you and take you on to heaven. That's not what it said. He said, otherwise thou shalt be cut off. Translation, my margin, rejected. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, look out, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Amen. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted in contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Amen. If we'll behave and do what we ought to do and amen, not counting a light thing that Jesus is walking among the candlesticks, praise God. We can have the blessing right on. Right on till the millennium. Amen. But if not, amen, be cut off. They'll be grafted back in again. Amen. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. Since he's told us the whole 6 yards, we shouldn't be ignorant of it anymore, should we? Amen. Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. What if this revival was the one that brought the fullness in? We're getting there, folks. We're getting close. Do you feel that? He said, much more as you see the day approaching, you see that. You think you can see it. I think we do. And so all Israel shall be saved, that is written, as it is written, as shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Amen. For this is my covenant unto them, which I shall, when I shall take away their sins. Hallelujah. He's still got some business to tend to with them. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they're beloved for the Father's sakes. And that's the way we're to look at Israel today. That's the only way we'll win them, is loving them and appreciating what they've given to us. The gifts and the calling are, incidentally, they wrote the Bible for us. We're indebted, aren't we? Amen. For the gifts and the calling of God without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet now have obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he may have mercy on all. Wonderful thing about it is they're not left out. If any of those 7,000 have not bowed their knees to Baal or more, and probably many, many more, if any of them dare believe on Jesus Christ, amen, they'll have mercy too. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor? Who hath first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. Amen. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. We didn't give to God and he gave back to us. God gave to us. And we've got the grand and glorious privilege of giving our life back to him. What if we don't? Sooner or later, we'll be cut off. And that's a terrible thing, to be cut off. Let's pray for our generation tonight. It may be your children, your grandchildren we're praying for, your neighbor. Amen. Some preacher's kid, rebellion against God. Some preacher's grandchild, about to be cut off. So much light, so much opportunity, yet running from God. Cut off. How many have we seen come and go from the highway of holiness to wind up cut off and in oblivion? It's every church's history in this town, this valley. Amen. Let's come. Let's pray for our friends, our neighbors, as God.